Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, appreciate you guys coming out. Good work day for us. And we're getting pointed toward two things. We're pointed toward Green Bay, but we're also pointed toward the opener in Kansas City. What questions do you have? Well, we want to start the season off well. I mean, we want to put our best foot forward right out of the gates as much as we can. It's hard to do. There's no guarantee you're going to do that. And there's a lot of question marks to that every year. We have done well over the years doing that because I think we practice well. It comes down to practice. I mean, practice is what makes it. Preseason games don't make or break you that way. It's the practices that make you, because that's what you stack. There's advantages to practicing. You see teams do it, like the Chiefs, for instance. They've always done it. All the way back to Andy in 99, they've always done it. And then, we had done it for a while, and we haven't done it the last few years. So I think you can do it either way, and that's the way we're doing it this year.
John, going back to Saturday night, Atlanta in that first half ran as many boots as I've ever seen. Can you give us a little bit of insight into the relationship between you and Zach and what you're talking about in terms of trying to get that stopped as you see it?
Yeah, I mean, the boots really weren't a problem. It was the zone play actions with the deep over routes that gave us the trouble off the play action, mostly in the second half, really. But those deep over routes, those what we call burner routes with a top off or a clear out route on top of it, that's just execution in terms of getting our linebackers popped out underneath there or our nickel. We were in zone on a few of those, and that's tough on zone, plus getting to the quarterback. But it's just more about right now, it's less about scheme and more about calling our basic defense and having our guys execute them and be physical and see who can play and where we need to work. That's really what it's more about in the preseason than trying to stop something with some kind of a scheme. Doesn't mean you don't get mad. You do, you get upset. I mean, we want everything stopped. We don't want the ball to be run on us, ever. That's probably our biggest thing. And but right now we're also trying to get guys ready to play and see who can play.
John, you said ideally you would like to have the offensive line figured out
Yeah, I think we're close. I think we have a pretty good idea what way it's trending in different areas. It's not altogether solidified, but we're in a good place right now.
Coach, with all this training camp to preseason games, obviously it's probably difficult for you to make a decision with running backs, the backfield, and wide receivers. Is it a good problem to have to make this final decision?
You talking about like the last few roster spots? Yeah, I mean, you want to have guys competing for those last few spots. You certainly don't want to be scouring the waiver wire. You want to have guys here that you want to keep on the team, and you want to have a few more than you might be able to keep on the team. That'd definitely be the idea. So we're probably in that situation, but still there's guys who have something to prove still. And this last week, Green Bay practice, Green Bay game is going to matter.
John, what have you learned over the years in the joint practices to get the best, the most out of them?
Yeah, I mean, it's just – the mindset of the two teams is the most important thing. If both teams come in with the same idea that they're two good football teams are trying to take advantage of the opportunity to practice against another good football team and get a good football practice in, that's what you want. If a team's coming in like they're trying to prove something, some junior high thing, then it's usually not good. So we're excited to go against Green Bay. We think they're that kind of a group, a good football team. Right there, almost in the AFC Championship game, proven team. So we're looking forward to that opportunity to go practice against those guys.
John, we haven't asked about Tyler Linderbaum in a bit. Is he progressing well? How's that going?
Yeah, he's right on schedule, just kind of where we were planning. He won't be in any kind of contact work this week, but he's in all the ACT practices that we do. He's been doing all that, so he's in a good place.
John, we know you've designed new returns and coverage schemes for the kickoffs. How much, if at all, have you incorporated defensive gapping principles and offensive blocking principles into that? And has it been more than the past?
Yeah. No more than the past. I mean, that's always been what you try to do. You just don't have to The thing that's eliminated is the deep, long drop. You know, so you're teaching basically where to get set up a lot more in the pass on the run. Now you basically stand there and you see the ball in the air, so it kind of gives you an idea what your geometry needs to be on the play. But it's always defensive gap principles and offensive scheme principles and scheme fits. So it's not exactly like the offense and defense, but the principles are the same, to your point. Bo Braid?
Yeah, Bo Braid.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, Bo is he has dealt with a few injuries, but quiet until we got him in the rookie skit. Then he wasn't quiet anymore. He's funny, so that was fun to see his personality even more. But yeah, he's stepped up. He's covered well, but he's also made some hits. And that's what I've enjoyed seeing, both in defense and special teams.
Coach Nick Semak got snaps today. Have you seen his development? Is he sort of the development guy, is he sort of a viable option?
You know, he made a big move this last week. I think his ankle's feeling better. Finally, had the ankle injury there, and it probably did hamper him up until now. And he played well in the game. He was stout at the point of attack, and had an opportunity because of Tyler not practicing, and we wanted to get Ben some reps at guard. He had an opportunity to get in there and do some stuff. So, I thought he did a good job today, and he did a good job in the game. Yeah, it's a very minor thing. Very minor thing. We're just not messing with him right now. Don't worry about Mark. He's going to be fine.
Is he going with the team to Green Bay?
Yeah. 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 I mean, I like it. I just said don't worry about him. It's like, oh, no, he can't travel to Green Bay. That would be a problem. It's like a follow-up question. You should have been a prosecutor.
Not sure I would have wanted.
I would say you got to go to law school, though. That's a problem. From what? What?
From the sketches.
No, the guys, though. You could ask the guys. Yeah, they could do better than I could at it. They were funny.
It's probably ended on that one.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks.